Now, there's been a somewhat surprising find on the northwest coast of Tasmania that was heard before it was seen. And I imagine it was a little bit unexpected to hear it at this time of year. Mary Angie is president of Friends of the Orange-Bellied Parrot group, I guess, and it joins us now in studio. Mary Ann, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hi.
Hey there. So before we get into what you heard before you even saw it, I'd love to know a bit about how you became interested in watching birds and what sparked that particular interest.
It began many years ago when my daughter was about 12 and she got interested in birds, and through Wildcare, which we'd already joined to do some volunteer work on the overland track, she heard about the Orange-Bellied Parrot Monitoring Program, which runs every summer down at Melaleuca, and in the past it was also at Birch's Inlet, south of Macquarie Harbour, and she virtually roped me into it. So we went along, needed another adult, found somebody else interested, and we volunteered together for the first 4 years with somebody else. And as teenagers grow up and find their own interests, I continued on and eventually got involved with the Committee of Friends of Orange-Bellied Parrots, which is part of Wildcare Tasmania. And, yeah, and now I'm president and, yeah, and I organised an autumn survey this year and the winter survey. So in back in April, we went to Strawn and surveyed areas from south of Strawn all the way up to Granville Harbour. And then in end of July, we were based at Arthur River and ran a survey looking at areas from south of Tema all the way up to Marawa.
And did you know much about the orange-bellied parrot when you first heard about it? Was it a bird that you were familiar with in those early days?
In the early days, no, had never heard of it. But as with all of the volunteer programs with Wildcare, you find something you're interested in and you go along and get involved and you start to learn.
Mm. Yeah. Tell me a bit about this particular survey where you heard an orange-bellied parrot before you even saw it. What was involved in the winter survey and where exactly did you head?
Right, so we had 4 nights at Arthur River camping in mostly gale force winds, a lot of rain. There was a group of 10 people all together, so we split up into 3 smaller groups to do the survey so that we could cover as much territory as possible. And a group of 3 that included myself were in an area north of Arthur River, and we were basically driving down a road and stopping, looking out, and then moving along a bit further, looking both sides of the roads with binoculars, listening, just trying to cover a different area. It was an area where there was the right habitat for them, low coastal scrub with little bits of button grass and so on in amongst it. And suddenly at one of the stops, there was the call in a tree just about 3 or 4 metres away. And while I'm busy looking with my binoculars, trying to spot the bird in amongst the bushes and hopefully try and find the bands, because almost every orange-bellied parrot has a coloured band on one leg and a coloured band with a letter on the other leg. And that information is absolutely vital for identifying individual birds, knowing whether it was born in the wild, whether it was a captive release bird, whether it's previously migrated or not. There's a whole history on each of the birds. Unfortunately, I didn't see a thing, but the person beside me didn't have binoculars and was looking at the bush in general and saw the bird just fly out over to some other trees. The bird and it called as it went, and I stayed there where I could see the bush it flew to from a distance, and the other two people went either side of that tree trying to flush it. If the bird flies out, well, you might be able to see it and get some information from the bands and so on. And one of the people did see it fly out, and it called as it went. About the same moment, I heard another one in another bush just over from where that one was, and we went up there to have a look for it, but unfortunately couldn't see it. It probably flew off at the same time that the first bird flew off. Mm. They will hear an alarm call, which sounds like zzz, 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 and any orange-bellied parrot in the area hearing an alarm call will take off.
And that's that alarm call because they've spotted humans? Is that what you think that is in response to?
Probably, yeah.
My producer Jane has very quickly turned around some audio, which we're advised is a better quality audio to what we were playing before. So let's have a listen to what I imagine would be similar to what you were hearing, Marianne. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like when you're out in the wild and you're doing a winter survey at a time of year where you wouldn't necessarily expect the orange-bellied parrots? What's it like to actually hear them in that place?
It was just amazing because I had, at the induction meeting with the other volunteers, I'd made it really clear that we weren't expecting to find any. And so it was, totally unexpected, although orange-bellied parrots have been recorded on King Island during the winter time, and there is the odd finding of them on the west coast during winter, but you can't really put any meaning on a single sighting. It's only if a picture builds up over time that you can really know what's happening. It's like having a little piece of a jigsaw puzzle and not knowing what the whole picture is that puzzle is part of. Is it a change in migration? Who knows? Are they captive bred, released birds that have gone astray? Who knows? Especially with us not being able to get that vital information from the leg bands. So it's just, it is what it is. It was a sighting, and the future will tell as we do more autumn and winter surveys over the years. Hopefully with more people. We only had 11 people for our autumn survey and only 10 came to Arthur River. There were about another three or four that were coming, but the day was so, the wind was so terrible on that first day on the Saturday that a couple of people, they just rang up and said, look, we're towing a caravan, we're driving in a camper van, this is just not on, we're not travelling, it was just far too rough, so we did have some people pull out. But if we had more people involved, it would be absolutely wonderful because we could cover not only the area, but cover it more intensively. Instead of just being able to have time to walk along a track looking either side, enough people to be able to walk off track, and hopefully flush birds. So anybody who's looking for volunteer experiences, I'll recommend Wildcare Tasmania and particularly Friends of the Orange-Bellied Parrot.
And it'll get you outside in winter, which I think sometimes it can be hard to be motivated to go out and camp when there's a gale force wind and it's raining, but there's the chance that you could see an orange-bellied parrot or hear one.
Yep, that's right. And the weather reports for both Arthur River when we were there and Strawn in the autumn time were for like 20, 30 mils of rain a day. But both times we were quite lucky, and it mainly rained at night time. And yeah, we did get some hail as well in the winter one. But on the whole, the weather was much better than we expected, and everybody was prepared for it. And yeah, it's a whole lot of fun.
If you've just tuned in, I'm chatting with Marianne Gee, who is president of the Friends of the Orange-Bellied Parrot Program. I keep saying program
no,
or group.
Group.
Group. Group. There we go. And recently, during a winter survey, had the amazing experience of hearing an orange-bellied parrot and then another one and actually seeing them fly out as well. I've had a question here and on 0438 922 936. I'm not sure if this is the question for you, Marianne, but I'll pop it out there just in case it is something that's in your knowledge bank. But it's from Alex, and Alex said, "Hello, Lucy. Please ask how they separated the orange-bellied parrot from the more common blue-winged parrot." It's a very specific question.
Right, yes. And we've just produced a leaflet on the differences between orange-bellied parrots and blue-winged parrots, and I dropped it off at Shack's from Temmer up to Nelson Bay, dropped some into the Redpar Primary School to go home with each family. And the differences are that the orange-bellied parrot is bright grass green on its back and doesn't have yellow on its face at all. That's the main one. And there's a bar across the eyebrow, sort of between the eyes, above the eyes, that's like a really bright aqua colour. And with the blue-winged parrot, they're a duller khaki or olive green, and they've got yellow up around their face, and the band across above their eyes is more of a sort of a, like a navy blue. It's a much darker blue. So it's a much duller bird. They're basically the same size though, and sometimes the blue wing, its tummy can almost have an orange spot. So you can't run you with an orange-bellied parrot if they're on the ground or you just get a glimpse of them in the tree. You might not see the orange belly at all. So that's not really helpful. It's really, really the face and the overall colour of the bird.
Mm. It's amazing, Marianne, what you can learn from, you know, just becoming involved because your daughter was interested to now getting to the point where you're president of this group and leading these experiences. In terms of surveys, you mentioned that there will be more surveys coming up, but just to that website mention again in case people are interested to pursue those opportunities.
Yep. If you do a search for Wildcare Tasmania, that will bring up, there's I think over 60 groups now as part of Wildcare with all sorts of volunteering opportunities. And there you'll find under the volunteer tab, there's the whole list of all the groups that form part of Wildcare, and one of them's Friends of Orange-Bellied Parrots. And
beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Marianne, and good luck with the rest of the surveys. And I hope you find more answers out there next time you're searching.
Thank you.
That was Marianne G, president of Friends of the Orange-Bellied Parrot Group, chatting about a recent sighting, but also hearing those birds before they even spotted them. A very special experience at this time of year.